Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad to all our listeners across the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that just loves books. The fact that the matter of Mahdiviyat is decisive, and that he shall be from the progeny of Fatima, and that he shall fill the earth with justice, are all authentic. The idea of a savior arriving one day and cleansing the earth and mankind from sin and injustice is not exclusive to Islam. We believe in the Mahdi who shall reappear and fill the earth with justice in the same way that it was filled with injustice. The belief in a Mahdi is not exclusive to Shia either. Our Sunni brethren also believe in the Mahdi. Although our beliefs may differ, nevertheless we both believe in a godly sent savior who shall fulfill God's promise to earth. The world shall be at its best moments and justice shall be everywhere. We humans have this long and complex history trying to find the perfect system of government. The perfect system of government is that which delivers justice everywhere. Up to now, all systems have failed to bring justice to the world and unite all humanity. The Savior, Mahdi, according to us, will accomplish this goal. The Shia have many books and narrations on the coming of the Mahdi. It is our final goal after all, and it's immensely important. However, our Sunni brethren also have many narrations on the Mahdi. Isn't it nice to know about those narrations? But there's an important issue that we have to get out of the way first. Reality is, once we get into each other's narrations, we are bound to hit points of difference and dispute. That's okay, right? Because we're sensible grown-ups who understand that differences are just differences. That's all they are. There's no need to sweat the small stuff, and it's all the small stuff. We can agree to disagree or agree to ponder more. Maybe we'll reach the same thought. So it's really important to acknowledge the fact that we are all seeking the path to God, and it's calmness, not anger, that will get us there. The Sunni school has produced a lot of content in relation to the Mahdi. They have narrated traditions about the Mahdi from the Holy Prophet himself, some from his noble companions and some from his wives, with the differences in the length of the traditions.
Ya Abu Saleh, Ya Abu Saleh, Ya Abu Saleh, Madadi, Ya Abu Saleh. مددي مددي
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about a specific topic, and today's book is called Al-Mahdi, by Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr and translated by Jalil Durrani. The publication is from Naba Organization. What I read at the beginning of the program, you remember the fact that the matter of Mahdiviyat is decisive and that he shall be from the progeny of Fatima and he shall fill the earth with justice or all authentic. This is from Al-Allama Sayyid Muhammad ibn Rasul Barzanji, a Sunni scholar. So today's book only uses Sunni references and only those that have been printed in Sunni countries. The book is very simply called Al-Mahdi, and you can download it from al-islam.org. The author is Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr, and the publisher is the NEBA organization. It's been translated by Jalil Durrani, and the English book is 194 pages. All right, let's take a look at the contents. So it begins with a dedication, a presentation, and an introduction. It's in 8 chapters, and it finally ends with a conclusion. Chapter 1 is about the holy verses of the Quran about the Mahdi, the sayings of the Holy Prophet about the Mahdi, the sayings of Ali about the Mahdi, the sayings of scholars about the Mahdi, poetry and prose about the Mahdi. Chapter 2 goes into the Mahdi is from the Arabs, the Mahdi is from this Ummah, the Mahdi is from Kinana, from the Quraysh, from the Banu Hashim, from the progeny of Abdul Muttalib, from the progeny of Abu Talib, from the descendants of Muhammad, from the progeny of the Holy Prophet. And it keeps going on to speak about Mahdi is from whose progeny. Chapter 3 talks about the Mahdi and his attributes, the Mahdi and his character, the Mahdi resembles the Messenger of Allah, the Mahdi and his conduct, the Mahdi and his knowledge, the Mahdi and his judgments, the Mahdi and his generosity, the Mahdi and his rule, the Mahdi and his reforms, the Mahdi and allegiance, the awaited Mahdi is one. Chapter 4 talks about the Mahdi and his distinction, the Mahdi and his lofty position, the Mahdi and Isa, that's Jesus, the Mahdi and the Ummah, and paradise, and obedience, and truth, and the caliphate, and allegiance, and the angels, and people of the cave. The Mahdi is the proof of Allah. The Mahdi is the completion of religion. The Mahdi is the 12th caliph, the 12th wasi, the 12th imam, the imam of the age, messengership in childhood, and his imamate. Chapter 5 talks about the Mahdi and his birth, his name, title, and agnomen, the Mahdi and the names of his father and mother, and his long life, and that he is alive and being given sustenance even today. Chapter 6 talks about traditions on the occultation or ghaibah, Mahdi and the manner of his occultation, Mahdi and his place of occultation, the seller and his pilgrimage, philosophy and reason behind the occultation, the minor and the major occultation, how people benefit from the hidden imam, the Mahdi's deputies. Chapter 7 talks about heavenly signs, eclipse of the sun and moon, discord and hypocrisy among the people, anarchy, killing and death, calamity and tribulation. Chapter 8 talks about merits of awaiting for the Mahdi's appearance, refraining from fixing the time of the emergence, the Mahdi's emergence at the end of time, the Mahdi's qualities on the day of his emergence, place of Mahdi's emergence, and issues like that. Welcome back to Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. I was reading a part from the book Al-Mahdi by Sayyid Sadruddin Sad, translated by Jalil Durrani and published by NEBA organization. Alright, let's not waste any more time and let's get into reading an excerpt. There's a part in this book called Traditions About the Mahdi in the Al-Fusul Al-Muhimma, Number of Signs of Mahdi's Emergence. The author of Al-Fusul Al-Muhimma, who is one of the Sunni authors, says in chapter 12, traditions have come down about the signs at the time of Mahdi's appearance and the events which will occur before his uprising. Among these signs and indications are Sufyani's revolt, the killing of Al-Hasani, discord among Bani Abbas about possession of kingdom, eclipse of the sun during mid-Sha'ban, an unusual eclipse of the moon during the end of Sha'ban, contrary to astronomical calculations, since the eclipse of the moon only takes place on the 13th, 14th, or 15th of the month. That occurs when the sun and the moon face each other in a special form. The eclipse of the sun only occurs on the 27th, 28th, or 29th of the month, when the sun and moon have come close in a special form. The rising of the sun from the west, the killing of Al-Nafs al-Zakiyya among 70 pious people, the slaughter of a Hashimi man between the Rukn and the Maqam, the destruction of the wall of Mosque of Kufa, black flags advancing from Khurasan. And it goes on to give about 41 of the signs of reappearance. I'm going to just skip those and go into the rest of the text. Some of these events are sure and certain to occur, while some others are conditional. Allah knows better what might take place. We have mentioned the aforementioned happenings as per the traditions. Ali ibn Yazid al-Azdi narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, that Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "When the Mahdi emergence shall draw near, red and white deaths will appear. There will be locusts during their season and off-season, the color of blood. Red death refers to the sword, and white death refers to plague." Jabir al-Jufi narrates from Abu Ja'far, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, that he told him, "Remain firm in your place. Do not move until you see for yourself the signs I will mention. I do not think that you will perceive these signs. They are as such: discord among the Bani Abbas, a caller who will call out from the heavens, the sinking of a village in Syria, the Turks arriving at an island, the Romans arriving in Ramla, great discord in every land until Sham will be ruined. The reason for its destruction will be the gathering together of three flags in it, the red and white flag, and black and white flag, and the flag of Sufyani." Alright, so then it goes to talk about traditions about the year and the day of Mahdi's emergence, and the merits for awaiting for Mahdi's appearance. Now, on this show, we've introduced a lot of books about Imam Mahdi. He's a very important pillar in our religion. But what makes this book distinct is that it only uses Sunni references, and it's very important for the author that it uses books that have been printed in Sunni countries as well. If you want to download the book, it's called Al-Mahdi by Sayyid Sadruddin Sadr. You can download the book from al-islam.org. Thanks for listening. That's all the time we have. Until next week, same time, same place. From IRIB English Radio and Bookshelf, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي